The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm the announcer, Todd Wilkerson.
And what in the world?
I just noticed that my toenails are way overdue for a good clipping.
Holy Toledo! My feet look like dragon's claws.
How did it get to this point?
Maybe the vet can do something for me.
Wow, it's just nasty. Yeah, and now your host, Eric Metaxas.
I don't think we'll use that intro. Obviously, that's why it's great sometimes not to do a live show. Yeah, this is just rehearsal. I just think of this as rehearsal, folks. My life is a rehearsal for life. Hey, this is the show about everything. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. And when we talk about everything, that usually includes a lot of stuff. Today, for example, we're going to talk about the issue of life. Some of you know that I'd like to talk about this, the life issue, the unborn issue. And today we have in the studio, I love it, in the studio, Joanna Hyatt. She works for Live Action. Some of you know Live Action. Was started by Lila Rose when she was, I think, in the second trimester in her mother's womb. She was very young. Actually, no, I'm told she was 15 years old. But she was 15 years old. She started this thing called Live Action. It's kind of amazing. And just a few years ago, Joanna Hyatt, who's with us in the studio, joined it in part to be an undercover investigator to expose infants who were born alive and left to die at abortion facilities. It's very depressing, but it's important. I want to talk to you about it. Joanna Hyatt, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
I apologize for Todd Wilkerson. He's going to be fired as soon as possible. Don't worry.
You have my word. Fingernail clippers.
You have my word. That's so disgusting. Don't ever, please, just stop. Okay, so you got involved with Live. Well, first of all, tell people if they don't know what is Live Action.
Absolutely. Live Action is a national pro-life organization, as you mentioned, started by Lila Rose. And we exist to expose what abortion is, you know, the horror of abortion, the violence that it inflicts upon a child, but also upon a woman, to investigate and expose the abortion industry and then to educate people on what it is to be pro-life. And we do that through compelling storytelling and online content, and really have quite the audience online.
And what's the website for Live Action?
Liveaction.org. And you're going to see all number of resources, our past investigations. We have a robust news site, Live Action News, and then we're regularly putting out videos each week.
Okay. And it really was started by Lila Rose when she was 15 years old.
When she was 15 years old. She saw a need to educate and started it there. And then in college, it's where it really took off with the investigations.
Wow. And so, and does she give out her age, how old she is now?
She may, but that's not my place to say that. Every woman gets to give her own age.
I think she's like 24, which means by Lila's standards, she's at death's door. She can't live. She's not going to live much longer because she's done too much in the last 10 years. Okay. So you got involved with undercover investigations. Tell us, first of all, how did you get involved in this?
I've been doing prevention work and, you know, talking about abstinence and sexuality with teens. And I had stepped away from that. And a friend called me and she said, "Hey, have you ever heard of Lila Rose?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "Great, because she's on the phone right now and she'd like to talk to you." And she proceeded to grill me about my position with pro-life, whether I believed in exceptions, what I thought about Roe v. Wade. And long and the short of it, she said, "We'd like you to go undercover." I was 25 weeks pregnant at the time with our first child. We have two daughters. And they trained me and sent me undercover, and I met most of the top late-term abortionists in this country. And there's only about four of them who now do abortions in the third trimester. And
okay, so 25 weeks is the third trimester? It's the end of the second trimester.
It's right there on the edge.
Okay.
You know, most people think abortions don't happen after 20 weeks. They figure that everything's happening in the first and second trimester. But really, abortions are happening in this country, you know, up until 9 months.
Well, wait a minute. We just, like, a couple of weeks ago or whatever it was, we had the Senate refused to pass into law this – what's it called?
Pain-capable unborn child.
Okay. And what is the timing?
And
the,
it would have limited abortion to the 20th week.
Okay. Which almost a child every civilized nation on the planet subscribes to that.
We are one of seven.
For North Korea, China, Singapore, the United States, Canada, and
Vietnam.
Vietnam. But every other civilized nation, I mean, France, Germany, Greece, Italy, on and on and on and on and on and on, and on. They do not permit the killing of the unborn after 20 weeks. And in this country, we're doing it. I mean, when I, you know, the more you know about this and how rare it is that a country would do something like this, that we are part of this proud group of North Korea and China. It's an unbelievable thing. But so you're saying that you're 25 weeks pregnant. This is like 4 years ago?
Yes.
Okay. And you are going undercover to meet with the people, the men, who would happily end the life of the child inside you.
Men and women. There's a couple of women that also do the late-term abortions. But yes, to ask them, you know, explain to me how this happens. And then also to get their assurances that if the child was born alive, I would not be taking a child home. And everyone was more than happy to accommodate that. You know, some were more explicit in what they would say. Others would just say, don't worry. Don't worry. We'll take care. You're not going to have a child at the end of this. Because, you know, their primary concern is no child survives.
Okay. Now, we know that many, many kids are born at 25 weeks that live.
Absolutely. And medical, you know, technology is getting to a place that age is getting pushed back further and further of what we can do to care for a child. And in any other circumstance, a child is born and no expense is spared to take care of that child. Even if it's $1 million for that child to live 1 week, it will be spent. And yet when it comes to abortion, these children are either left to die or in some cases, you know, willfully terminated, as we've seen.
I have a friend, the Reverend John Rankin, been on the show many times. His grandson was born at 24 weeks and is doing just fine. At 24 weeks. So here you are, 25 weeks pregnant, and you are going undercover. And so how did that work? In other words, you're wearing a wire, there's a camera in your handbag, or what? And you go in, and you just want to know, what are these people going to do and say? And by the way, it's legal. They're allowed to do these things.
Well, under Roe v. Wade, abortion is actually allowed up until the end of the ninth month. I mean, it is allowed in this country. Just states have done what they can to pull that back. But there are states in this country that still have no restrictions on abortion. Colorado, New Mexico, to name a couple. And so, yes, it's going in and asking and saying, how do you go about killing my child? How do you ensure that my child is dead?
And okay, so you went in there.
Absolutely.
25 weeks pregnant, and you said to them, I want to end this. Do they ask you why?
Oh, yes, they asked. And, you know, and I explained that I had wanted the baby, but then changed my mind. My boyfriend was no longer in the picture. And so there was very little talk about, well, there are other resources, or here's, you know, if it's a lack of support, here's what we can offer in the community. It was, okay, well, then here's how we do it. And at that point in pregnancy, the way they do it is they inject a shot into the baby to essentially give it a heart attack. And once the baby has died, they wait a couple of days, and then
they wait a couple of days
because they want to make sure the baby has died. So it's okay. A 4-day procedure at that point.
So you're walking around with a corpse inside you.
Yes. And when I met with Dr. Leroy Carhart, he's a notorious late-term abortionist. He said, oh, it's just like meat in a crock pot.
Oh, he's the one with the famous meat in a crock pot.
And that was my interview with him. And so,
wow.
You know, the dehumanizing of the child is unbelievable. And it's also dehumanizing of the woman.
Oh.
And so just to go into these places, and they're not hopeful places, they're not empowering places. In no location did I see women looking very confident about what they were about to do. And there were other women sitting there with bellies as large as mine. You know, 25 weeks, you are far along. You are showing, the baby is kicking.
It's a baby.
It's a baby. And I'm sitting there watching. One mother, I remember, she's sitting there with her daughter. And I thought, you are about to abort your grandchild. And you're going to have to live with that for the rest of your life. There's so many better options and so much more hope out there than whatever your present situation seems to be offering.
Well, we're going to go to a break here. I'm just, you know, amazed. I know all this stuff. My wife runs a crisis pregnancy center here in Manhattan. You were there this morning. And when you really look at what is happening, it's just hard to take in that in the United States of America, this is happening every single day. Folks, we're going to be right back. My guest is Joanna Hyatt. She's with Live Action. You can go to liveaction.org. This is the Eric Metaxas Show.
This lonesome valley, and he had to walk it by himself. Nobody else could walk it for him. He had to walk it by himself.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
For young people who want to make the most of their summer, there's the Summer Academy at the King's College in New York City. At Summer Academy, inquisitive high schoolers learn how the great ideas of Western civilization apply to journalism, business, economics, and leadership, all from a biblical worldview. Plus, they'll enjoy world-famous landmarks and museums. One student called it the learning experience of a lifetime. To learn more, Google the King's College Summer Academy. That's the King's College Summer Academy.
With Blinds.com, upgrade your home for less than almost any other home improvement. Just go to Blinds.com and they'll help you to find the perfect blinds, guide you on how to measure, and install in minutes. You get free samples, free shipping, and free design consultation. Find out for yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Now through February 25th, save up to 20% off site-wide when you go to Blinds.com/shutters. That's Blinds.com/shutters. Rules and restrictions apply.
Network with thousands of Christian media professionals, ministry representatives, pastors, and business leaders at Proclaim 18, the NRB International Christian Media Convention, February 27th through March 2nd in Nashville, Tennessee. Hear speakers including Kay Arthur, Rick Warren, Eric Metaxas, Luis Palau, Joel Rosenberg, Jim Caviezel, MyPillow founder Mike Lindell, and dozens more. Gain valuable insights by attending one or more of the convention's 6 industry session tracks, where industry leaders will speak on digital media, radio, TV, church media, film and entertainment, and international ministry. Experience NRB's massive exposition, featuring tools and services to expand and enhance your organization, church, or ministry. From media and fundraising experts to publishers and tech companies, the exposition has what you're looking for. Also on the expo floor will be an exhibit from Museum of the Bible. Proclaim 18, February 27th through March 2nd. For all the details, visit nrbconvention.org.
For so long, I'd had that little hidden sin. It was a secret. No one knew. So I'd convince myself it really wasn't hurting anyone, but what if my wife or kids found out? Harmless? It would have ruined me. The problem was, who could I talk to? I needed someone I could confide in, but this was so personal. Who could I trust?
He found someone to trust, and so can you. We're Faithful Counseling, the world's largest platform for faith-based professional counseling. All of our licensed and experienced counselors are qualified and certified by the state board, and many are trained in addiction counseling. But more importantly, we share your Christian values. Available 24/7 by text, messaging, phone, and video conferencing, all from the comfort of your own home. Try it for the first week free by going to faithfulcounseling.com and use the invite code word TRUST. That's faithfulcounseling.com and use the invite code word TRUST to get your first week free. Faithful Counseling, we're here when you need us.
Come and listen in to the radio station where the mighty host of heaven sings.
Turn your radio on.
Oh yes, turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of endless free,
get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Hey there, folks. If your radio's not on, you can't even hear that music. So what good is any of this? I'm talking right now. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Joanna Hyatt, who's with Live Action. And we're talking, Joanna, about these investigations, undercover investigations you did. Pretty brave thing to be 25 weeks pregnant and to talk to people at abortion clinics who are willing to end the life inside you. That's an extraordinary thing. What persuaded you to go into that? Because that's so dark.
It was never a question for me whether I was going to say yes. I saw it as an invitation and even a responsibility to step into that place for women who did not know the truth of what went on behind closed doors, for an American public that doesn't know the truth of what goes on, and for the children that every day are losing their lives in this country. And to do that, it felt like just a humble privilege, honestly, to be engaged in the fight in that way, and to have an opportunity to see something that most people will never experience.
And so what are some of these – by the way, are the videos –
most pro-lifers, I guess I should say.
Yeah.
Women, yes.
Are the videos – can you watch them at liveaction.org?
Absolutely. Yep. If you go under investigations, inhuman investigation.
Inhuman.
And there were multiple investigators out there. I was one of a few.
Okay.
My particular one is the Carhartt video where he does talk about the dead child being meat in a crock pot.
And what other things do the – I mean, you say you met so many of these late-term abortionists. It strikes me that being a late-term abortionist is about as gruesome a job as you could have in the United States of America. At least that's legal. What are these people like? How many of them did you speak with?
I spoke with about four. And what's interesting to me is there's a variety. One was – actually quite friendly. She was very warm. Carhartt, who I've mentioned because that video's out, he was sort of like a grandfather. You know, he said, oh, we're going to help you out, and gave me a hug, which terrified me to no end and creeped me out a little bit. And then there was another one I met, and he was cold, calloused, detached. It was very medical for him. If I started asking too many questions, he got very upset. You know, why would you question my authority as a doctor kind of attitude? And I found it interesting that as a woman who's about to have a very invasive procedure, that I was not allowed to really ask questions and want to know about what was about to happen. So it kind of ran the gamut. And I think for some, maybe it's a detachment. And for others, they just try to convince themselves that what they're doing is great, even as they're murdering children every single day.
Well, I think the more we know about this, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on is that I'm convinced that the facts and the truth are on the side of life. In other words, there's a reason that when you go to a Planned Parenthood, they don't tell you a lot. When you go there, they don't want to give you a sonogram. Why? Because when you see the truth, most women will say, oh, I don't want to do this. But if they don't see what is inside them, or if they don't hear the details of what is going to happen, they can put it out of their mind. And so I think that getting all this information out to the public, I know there are many people listening right now who would call themselves pro-choice or whatever, and I want them to know exactly what happens so that they can have a real choice. Because I think a lot of women don't really have a choice, and that's what upsets me. I think that if you have a real choice, chances are you're going to not want to do this. I mean, I hear this over and over, but a lot of women don't hear these things. And when I talk about William Wilberforce, I wrote my book Amazing Grace. When he was ending the slave trade, it was his job to let the English people know this is what we're doing. This is what is legal in this country right now. And the more they learned, the more they said, wait a minute. We didn't know this. We can't treat people like this. That's kind of how I feel about this. When people hear the details, they say, I didn't know. I simply didn't know.
And that's one thing we've seen at Live Action is being able to show people in a way that is inviting. So a couple of years ago, we released four videos called Abortion Procedures. You can find them at abortionprocedures.com. And we have former abortionist Dr. Anthony Levitino narrating the four most common procedures. And we did it in a very academic medical way. And we used medically animated graphics. So we wanted to invite people into a conversation who would normally be turned off if they saw an actual abortion, because it's quite gruesome. But we still wanted to inform them, this is what abortion actually does to the child. And we have seen an overwhelming response of people change their minds just from seeing those videos. We took them to the streets and showed people. And to your point, when people see what abortion does, they changed their mind. Just like when they saw what slavery did, they changed their mind because you can no longer see that evil and be okay with it.
Well, you know, in my book, Amazing Grace, I give the firsthand account because Wilberforce would amass this information and go to Parliament and they would, you know, tell people, look, this is a testimony from a doctor who attended to the Africans in the hold of a slave ship. And this is what he found. They've never heard that before. And they hear it and they go, wow, I didn't know that we're treating people this abominably. And so when somebody like you goes in with a hidden microphone or a hidden camera and you talk to people and they're being candid, mm-hmm. they're telling you this is what we're going to do. Most people will never hear that stuff. No. I mean, so what did some of them say when you ask, okay, I want to do this? What do they say they're going to do?
They'll walk through, okay, so for instance, the process of a late-term abortion, they first are going to, like I said, inject a shot. It's going to cause, normally in the baby's head, to cause it to die. And they start with very academic, sterile terms, cause fetal demise. And only,
okay, see, that's classic.
Yeah, because they've got to cover it up.
I just want to pause. Fetal demise. Like, that's right out of 1984.
Yes.
It's like we're going to use these terms, and you want to say, excuse me, so you're talking about killing the baby inside me, but you've used these scientific terms. This is what the Nazis did.
Mm-hmm.
Fetal
mm-hmm.
demise. Like, wow.
And so you just have to gently push back and say, what do you mean by that? What does demise mean? What does fetal – and until they unpack it to the point that they say, well, the baby will die. Oh, okay, so I'm going to have a dead baby in me.
And do they say baby or do they only say fetus?
They will once you, you know, what's a fetal? Oh, it's a baby. Oh, okay, so the baby. And then if you start using that term, they will start using that term with you. And so you get them to explain, oh, yes, a baby's going to die. Okay, so how long is that baby going to be dead? And then what happens? Well, then you're going to have to deliver it. So I have to deliver a dead baby. Yes. Like those are the conversations I had. But you have to stay a bit detached, right? Because if they, you know, they feel like you're too emotional, or then they are going to ask, well, are you sure you want to do this? And is this the right choice? And so it was interesting to see, though, how they could discuss very openly, yep, this is what's going to happen. You're going to lose this baby. You're going to deliver a dead baby. It's going to be fine. You're going to go home. Carhartt was the most, I would say, kind of flippant almost about it, to refer to it as, well, meat in a crock pot, but he also said, you know, you would have a better chance of surviving being hit by a train than this baby will when I'm done. You know, that kind of terminology, that if you think about a woman who is in this crisis situation, she's vulnerable, and to hear that, I mean, that is not helpful. That's not affirming. That's violent language to be using to a woman, and it's not meeting that woman where she's at to say, how do we best help you?
And I guess the common sense thing is that most people would say, look, you're 25 weeks along. Why not just have the baby? If you're going to deliver the baby dead, why not just wait a few weeks, deliver it alive, and we'll find someone who will be thrilled to take this sweet baby and raise it as their child?
That was never proposed as an option.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's an amazing thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you go to a crisis pregnancy center or a pregnancy care center, there are 100 ways they can help you. And then you say, well, I can't raise a child. I don't have the money. They say, well, we can help you, you know, pay rent, or we can do this, or we can do that. There's all kinds of things we can do to help somebody have the baby. But when you go to these abortion providers, they don't seem to even mention that. They seem only to want to do an abortion, I guess. I mean, that's...
Yes. And even, we know, even Planned Parenthood, they claim that abortion's only 3% of their services, but the math doesn't add up.
No, that's the biggest
abortion,
lie.
Abortion pays. You don't get paid when a woman chooses adoption.
What is an abortion? What do you pay somebody if you're 25 weeks pregnant and you go into one of these places? What do you have to pay for this quote-unquote procedure?
The top range I got was $7,000.
$7,000.
And I heard in one of them, a woman was on the phone and she quoted $13,000 to somebody she was on the phone with.
So this is big, big money.
Big money. The
and it's legal
further along you
in
are, the
America.
More it costs. Absolutely.
$7,000 and $13,000. So it's common sense. They're there to make money.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
why
are
they there?
It is not a service.
It's a business.
It's a business. It's not a humanitarian effort.
Right. But that's why when Planned Parenthood claims that they're there to help women, to give care to women, they're there to make money Cecile Richards is making $500,000 a year. I mean, it's a huge organization. They're making money. And if they get a late-term abortion, that's big bucks. That's huge. I really – people need to know this. This is just – these are just facts. You don't have to like them, but they're true. We'll be right back. We're talking to Joanna Hyatt with Live Action. You can go to liveaction.org. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Our website, MetaxasTalk.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Freedom. One nation in all of human history was built on that bedrock. Ours. A republic of the people, by the people, and for the people. Self-government requires freedom. Just as freedom requires an individual willingness to self-govern. Freedom has made America exceptional. But it can only last as long as you and I seek the good, as expressed by the laws of nature and nature's God. It can only last if you and I choose to act as people of character. Forging character has been the pursuit of Hillsdale College since 1844. Hillsdale College forges character and elevates civic discourse both on campus and nationwide. To find out how you can take their free online courses or receive a complimentary subscription to Imprimis, a monthly speech digest, visit hillsdalefreedom.com. That's hillsdalefreedom.com.
Hey folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. Before we resume our conversation with Joanna Hyatt of Live Action, I want to remind you, you can get a free subscription to Imprimis. When I say free, there's like no strings attached. I know because I've been getting it for years. 3.7 million Americans read Imprimis every month. It's part of Hillsdale College's efforts to help all Americans understand truth and liberty and how it all works. Well, Dr. Larry Arn is the president of Hillsdale. He's the world's leading scholar on Winston Churchill. And in this issue of Imprimis, if you get it now, you get his talk on, you know, things we can learn from Churchill. He's literally the leading scholar in the world on Churchill. He's the president of Hillsdale, and Hillsdale are the ones that put out Imprimis. So let me encourage you just to go to MetaxasForHillsdale.com. MetaxasForHillsdale.com is pretty great. And did I mention it's free? Yeah, it's free. Okay, now, also free, my conversation with Joanna Hyatt. Joanna, again, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. I actually get Imprimis.
Nobody knows how to pronounce it. I was forced to learn how to pronounce it because I say it on the air, but I would say Imprimis.
Imprimis. I like it. It's informative.
They say Imprimis. Imprimis. Okay, now, look, we're talking about horrible stuff. Mm-hmm. You are 25 weeks pregnant. This is when you started this. You go and you talk to people about taking the life of your child. And do they quote you the fee in that conversation?
They're tactful. The doctor's never going to quote the fee. The assistants in the office quote the fee, and they do it actually right up front when you go to sign in. They're going to, you know, this is how much it's going to cost today. This is what it's going to cost long term, you know, or if you keep going. And then they will reaffirm that at the end. You know, do you have any help? And there's also lots of services to help you pay for your abortion. You know,
and,
so
and what does that mean?
How, so there's other groups that will help cover your abortion, and not, you know, not necessarily Medicaid, but there are private groups that exist to pay for. So, for instance, NARAL was one of them that I was given paperwork for. If you can't afford to pay for this, NARAL will help cover it. So, you know, don't let cost be an issue. That, well, you're allowing cost of the child, you know, raising the child to be an issue, but you're not going to allow the cost of an abortion to keep me from that, because you only make money one way. You know, only one decision do you profit from. And it's very telling in how they approach these conversations.
Did you ever feel when you were talking to these late-term abortionists that any of them might be on to you, that you were not there actually to get an abortion?
There was only one that I felt like at the end of the conversation they might be cluing in. And again, it was because I asked a lot of questions. And I don't think that's typical. I don't think a woman who goes in 25 weeks pregnant requesting an abortion is asking generally about, well, how is this done? What's going to happen? Which I think is tragic, because a woman who is about to have a very invasive, violent procedure should be well informed about what is going to happen.
I mean, that's the whole point, though,
right?
Is they know that if she's informed, she won't want to do it.
So the minute I start asking questions and wanting to be informed, for this one doctor who's a bit paranoid, it was a red flag for him. And he was more than happy to kind of rush me out the door. So
interesting. Now, do you ask the question of what happens to my baby after it is taken out of me? It's
I
dead?
Didn't ask that. I asked, you know, what happens if I – because the way the procedure works is if this child is killed and then I have this dead baby in me for a couple of days and you have laminaria inserted, your body will start –
What is laminaria?
Laminaria are seaweed sticks that are inserted into a woman's cervix in order to begin to dilate her. And
wow.
Because what you're doing is you're getting your body ready to go into delivery.
I mean, even labor. That is so gruesome. The idea that you're going to give birth except to a dead child. What an extraordinary thing.
And so that was my question. Well, what happens if I go into labor when I am at the hotel? What do I do? Oh, you know, you'll be fine. Just call us. Well, what happens if I deliver and I see that the baby moves? No, just don't look at the baby. Well, what if it, you know, just sit over the toilet and then once you just leave it and we'll come take care of it. But how do I know it's, you know, so there was a lot of those questions of like, can you assure me? They're like, you're not going to take, I can't take a live baby home. You're not going to take one home. Don't worry. Like, okay. So you're saying, and there was one Dr. Santangelo, he's in Washington, D.C. I did not visit him, but he was pretty blunt. You can see the videos that we have of, and he has some shady legal history. I mean, if you look at his medical records and things like that, and he has no problem saying that, yep, if that baby, like, we'll take care of the baby. You know, and this is what happens because their whole practice is built on the child dying, not surviving. It is
now.
The
so, what is
opposite.
Legal? Can they just let it die?
No, legally, you are required to take care of it. Like, if that child is born alive, you are required to use every means necessary to take, you know, life saving measures to save that child. So,
okay,
if that child is born alive, they need to take care of it, and they would emphasize, we'll just leave it, or we'll, you know, or they'd be very vague about what they were going to do, but it was clear that they were not going to work to save that child.
Okay, so that's illegal.
Yes.
I mean, that is known to be illegal. They know that that's illegal.
It is illegal to leave a child who's alive left to die.
But you're saying it's being done?
Yes.
Okay, when we come back, I want to talk to you about that, because this is a lot of the stuff that I'm not quite aware of, what is really happening. You hear about Gosnell and other horror stories, but I want to hear about your experience. We're going to be right back, folks, talking to Joanna Hyatt. She's with Live Action, founded by Lila Rose some years ago. Go to liveaction.org if you want to watch these videos. We'll be right back. Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, I want to talk to you about Relief Factor.
Oh, yes.
Can I talk to you about Relief Factor?
Please.
You got a second? You got a second? Sit down.
Okay.
Because this is important. A lot of people live with pain, okay? They live with pain. I'm not talking about pain in the neck people. I'm talking about people who live with pain in their own bodies, right? I was one of those people.
Really?
You just think, well, this is normal. If I run, I'm going to have hip pain. I'm going to have a back pain. That's just the price. Okay. Relief Factor is something that has helped me. It is all naturally, or you're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to say it's botanicals. Whatever the heck it is, it's four ingredients that you can take all day long. They're not toxic, okay? And you go to relieffactor.com. You get the quick start pack for $19.95. You can see within 3 weeks for sure whether it'll work for you. It works for most people, okay? It did work for me. Dennis Prager raves about it. Hugh Hewitt raves about it. But it doesn't only work for radio hosts. It could work for you. Seriously, like, this is good stuff. ReliefFactor.com is the website. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Did I say it? ReliefFactor.com.
Network with thousands of Christian media professionals, ministry representatives, pastors, and business leaders at Proclaim 18, the NRB International Christian Media Convention, February 27th through March 2nd in Nashville, Tennessee. Hear speakers including Kay Arthur, Rick Warren, Eric Metaxas, Luis Palau, Joel Rosenberg, Jim Caviezel, MyPillow founder Mike Lindell, and dozens more. Gain valuable insights by attending one or more of the convention's six industry session tracks, where industry leaders will speak on digital media, radio, TV, church media, film and entertainment, and international ministry. Experience NRB's massive exposition featuring tools and services to expand and enhance your organization, church, or ministry. From media and fundraising experts to publishers and tech companies, the exposition has what you're looking for. Also on the expo floor will be an exhibit from Museum of the Bible. Proclaim 18, February 27th through March 2nd. For all the details, visit nrbconvention.org.
You like freedom? I do. You like money? Well, I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right, $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.claimfreedomchecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by March 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.claimfreedomchecks.com before the March 1st deadline. That's www.claimfreedomchecks.com.
It was Jesus who first called his followers a city upon a hill, a light for all to see. Since then, John Winthrop, Abraham Lincoln, JFK, and Ronald Reagan have echoed those words for those who call America home. Join author and SRN radio host Eric Metaxas as he lifts up this message and headlines the 2018 Remember America Speaker Series, Friday, April 6th in Lancaster, PA. This special event, sponsored by Dayspring Christian Academy, reminds Americans of their unique heritage of liberty that is founded on biblical principles. Remember America brings to life the important ideas Eric captures in his book, If You Can Keep It. The Remember America Speaker Series with Eric Metaxas is Friday, April 6th at 6:30 p.m. at the Lancaster County Convention Center. Tickets and sponsorships are available by calling 717-344-5584 or go to dayspringchristian.com. dayspringchristian.com.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. It's a miracle. Hey, we're talking about life in the womb. I'm sitting here in the studio with Joanna Hyatt, who's with Live Action. Joanna, so you said that this is something that is done, that babies are sometimes born alive and that they are left to die, which is illegal.
Yes. So,
but how do you know that this happens?
Well, for instance, I was mentioning Dr. Santangelo out of D.C. In our video exchange with him, it was another investigator. He said, and I'm just going to quote this, he said, technically, you know, legally, we would be obligated to help it if it survived, but it probably wouldn't. It's all in how vigorously you do things to help a fetus survive at this point. And that's very telling. So they know legally they are required. But if he acknowledges we would just leave it, we would do nothing, and it will die on its own. Because at that point, you know, the child has been through an abortion. So without any intervention, it probably will die. But they'll withhold medical intervention. Whereas if I were to deliver in a hospital, they would do everything possible to save that child. And that was also very interesting. I'd say, so in the event that I start to go into labor, should I call the hospital? And they would say, no, you call us first. Don't go to a hospital. We'll take care of
you. Well, first of all, wouldn't they lose all these thousands of dollars if you go to a hospital and the baby ends up living?
Well, and then at the hospital, they would work to try to save the child if the child was born alive.
Right, so they wouldn't get their money.
They wouldn't get their money, and they would consider that a botched abortion.
It's so wild. I want to talk to you about Congress voted recently against the pain-capable unborn child Act. How do you think in this day and age people can vote against something like this? In other words, science now tells us things that we couldn't, maybe we didn't know 20, 30, 40 years ago, and people are ignorant, but now we know all kinds of things. And still they were unwilling to vote against this when you can easily make the case that all around the world, civilized nations have the standard that at 20 weeks, we don't – after that, we can't abort the child. The child feels pain. What do you think it is going on politically that they would still be unwilling to take this step?
Well, it's an extreme ideology that's actually out of step with American opinions right now. A new Marist poll was released recently that showed that actually two-thirds of Americans want abortion limited to the first trimester. And that was not just Republicans. It was also Democrats and people who consider themselves pro-choice.
Limited to what?
The first trimester.
Wait a minute.
12 weeks.
Two-thirds
yes,
of Americans.
Excuse me. More than three-quarters. Excuse me. More than three-quarters of Americans want it limited to the first trimester.
Okay. Now, hold on. Three-quarters of Americans, all Americans.
Yes.
Want abortion limited to 12 weeks.
Yes.
I've not heard that.
That was a Marist poll that came out recently.
Okay. And So clearly we're living in a country where the judges of the Supreme Court said, shut up, we decide, you don't decide, tough luck. That's the way it's
going to be. And about 60% support a ban at the 20-week mark. So you've got a Senate that is out of step with actually what the American public wants.
So how can they get away with it? They will get reelected, I presume.
Unless people know. I think the reason they keep getting reelected is because of a couple things. One, people don't realize that my senator voted this way, which we need to make that clear in public. You know, we had two Republican senators that voted to kill the bill, Murkowski out of Alaska and Senator Collins out of, I believe she's in Maine.
Yeah.
And then there were actually four Democrats who voted in favor of the bill.
And which, who are the Democrats?
The four Democrats that voted.
I'm guessing it's Manchin.
It was hold it up. It was Manchin. I believe it was Collins. Oh, I don't have the rest of them here. I'll pull it up for you for the next break.
That's all right. But I'm just
not Collins. Donnelly.
I'm trying to understand what the rationale would be.
I think the political weight of the abortion lobby and the money that they put in has become so strong that they have convinced themselves that they have the majority in their favor and they can buy whatever they need to buy. And Planned Parenthood has done an excellent job of marketing themselves falsely as an organization that's there for women's health. We know that they're there for really one thing. They're a business. They're a terribly run business, but they're a business for abortion. And they have a lot of clout and they have a lot of money, which we know a lot of that comes from us as the taxpayers, which is another reason to defund them. And Live Action's pushed on that time and again.
And how is it possible that we haven't been able to defund them at this point when we know that they're making tons of money? Why do they need taxpayer money?
I would say the reason we saw the defund effort fail repeatedly last year was because of the Senate. It passed in the House.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we ran into senators like Murkowski and Collins who said, I will not vote to defund. And I think it's that false perception that Planned Parenthood does a lot to serve the women in their state when we know and we're able to show, actually, you know, we sent reports to the senators that the women in your state are being served by other organizations. The services they get from Planned Parenthood are minimal. I mean, Planned Parenthood's own annual report shows that they do nationally, of all breast exams, less than 2%. Less than 1% of pap smears, and yet they do 35% of all abortions in this country.
Oh, there's no doubt they're in business for abortions. And, yes. And late-term abortions, that's the big bucks. And so their incentive is to do this and to try to get the mother not to think about what's happening, just to get her to sign on the dotted line, shut up, don't ask questions. And you experienced that firsthand. I mean, being a mother now twice, mm-hmm. I can't even imagine what it would be like to deliver your own baby after you've been through this experience of sitting with these people talking about killing the baby.
It was actually a really beautiful moment to see my child, but it was also heartbreaking to know that for many of those women, you know, I sat in those facilities and I knew my child's going to live. At the end of this day, my child will still be alive. I am witness to the last moments for many of these children on earth alive. And to know that, you know, in this moment, I can't grab these women and walk out. But the work we're doing is to expose so that in the future, women choose differently because they know the truth.
Well, again, it's about being educated.
Absolutely.
And if you really have a low view of women, if you think women are stupid, then you say, well, we can't tell them this stuff because they'll make the wrong decision. So we need to treat them like children. Don't tell them what's going on. Don't show them videos. Don't show them brochures of what's going to happen. Tell them as little as possible because if they know, they might make the wrong decision. That, to me, is a low view of women. If you really respect women, then you're going to tell them this information and trust them to make the decision that's in their best interest. We're going to have to go to another break. We'll be right back. Final segment with Joanna Hyatt of Live Action.
I am weak, but thou...
I'm just so upset. I'm having so much trouble getting to sleep, only to wake up in the middle of the night worrying all over again. I'm wearing down. There's no one I trust, no one I can open up to. But I've got to find someone I can talk to. I can't keep going on like this.
She found help, and so can you. We are Faithful Counseling, the world's largest platform for faith-based professional counseling. Our Christian counselors are all licensed, trained, and experienced, qualified and certified by the state board, but more importantly, we share your Christian values. Available 24/7 by text, messaging, phone, and video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. We'd like to invite you to try your first week free by going to faithfulcounseling.com and use the invite code word HELP. That's faithfulcounseling.com and use the invite code word HELP to get your first week free. Faithful Counseling, we're here when you need us.
Amazing to realize, but you know, it's been almost 2 years I've been talking with you about Relief Factor, and I can tell you I've been continually inundated with testimonials. If you're struggling with ongoing back or neck pain, shoulder, hip or knee pain, or general muscle pain, pains of any kind, do what tens of thousands of others have done so successfully. Go to ReliefFactor.com and order their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. 1-800-500-8384. That's 1-800-500-8384.
It's an amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough.
On March 16th, discover the untold story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 16th. Go to ICanOnlyImagine.com.
You're traveling with me.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Joanna Hyatt. I neglected to mention her title. She's the Director of Strategic Partnerships for Live Action. So what is next for Live Action?
So I had mentioned that one thing we've seen is that, and you've alluded to this and seen this in your work, that when people see what is happening and see the horror of abortion in this case, they change their minds. That's how any successful civil rights movement has operated. Mm-hmm. And so for us, as I said, we have released these four videos that talk about what does an abortion do? And it shows people, again, in medically animated graphics. And the purpose of that was to invite into conversation people who would normally not want to engage on this topic. And we first released it online, saw huge success, and then we took it to the streets and we showed it to people. And we have seen, in seeing 1 3-minute video, probably 80 to 90% of them immediately changed their mind. These are people who self-identified as pro-choice, as in favor of abortion.
But the problem is the distribution model, right? You have to go out on the street and show that you have to grab people
right.
and say, please watch this
so
video.
So the next thing is to develop a national campaign that takes this video and invites people nationally through, you know, marketing that hits them on basically every front, print, radio, online, and engages them in this conversation to say, look, people are changing their mind on this issue. Come and be a part of this conversation, with the assumption not that people know what abortion is and are are in favor of this violence, but that they just don't know. And to come at them with grace and compassion to say, we think you just don't know, and we'd like to show you, and we'd like to engage you on this and show you that lots of people very much like you are changing their mind every day on this issue, because it's true.
It's almost like you want to say, you know, are you pro-choice? Make an informed choice. Here's what you need to right. know, or something like that. And I think that, you know, even if you had, if you were able to print these up for as tiny tracts, you know, and leave them on buses or subways or something like that, because people will pick them up and sort of look at them. I think you need to catch people when they feel free to do mm-hmm. that, because mm-hmm. if people have to go to a website or something, I mean, some will, but you want to be able to just get the information out there. I know that Wilberforce used posters. They would put posters of the slave ship and how crammed the slaves were, and they would show it, and people looked at it and they were just thinking, oh, this is horrible. We can't do this. This is madness, you know, and they used whatever they could to get the word out. I know that's part of what you guys are doing. And it's just it's huge. Now, where are you located? Where do you live?
I live in Eastern Washington. In
Spokane. Oh, I'm sorry, you said
but
that.
We're
That's
all
right.
over the country. Our base is near D.C., mm-hmm. and then we have people in California. A lot of our kind of video content creation mm-hmm. happens naturally in the California area, and we're spread all over because we are national. And as long as there's an airport, we can
right.
visit
right.
someone. So
I think I'm coming to Eugene, Oregon. Soon. I get all around the country. It's incredible. I get to see these all these different places. But I'm just so glad you guys exist. I'm so glad Lila Rose at the tender age of 15 decided to start this great organization.
We are too.
And I know that people listening to this, you know, are coming from all different places. And I just want them to know, hey, what is. Make sure you know what's going on before you take a position on anything. So, Joanna Hyatt, thank you so much.
Thank you, Eric.
Folks, their website is liveaction.org. A lot more information at liveaction.org. And we are at MetaxasTalk.com. Check it out.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.